Some of the topics we're learning about include the Mishnah's halacha of chazaka she'ina mataina no'al gadar paretz kashu harizu chazaka. Regarding chazaka that serves as a kinyan to acquire a piece of land with the owner's permission, 3 years are not required, and once he makes even a minimal improvement to the actual field in front of Edom, he acquires the field. The Gemara elaborates in the cases of null gadur paretz kolshu, the minimal improvements of a door, gate, or opening in the field. Rabbi Yechonin's halacha of nasin tsrar v'hoyel, notel tsrar v'hoyel, harizu chazaka. If a person added a stone or removed a stone from a fence to allow a regular amount of water into a field, and it was beneficial to the field's irrigation, the chazaka is effective. The halacha is regarding shtei sadus u'mitzer echad b'nehen. If a ger who died owned two fields, and there was a raised border between them, one must perform a chazaka in each field and also have intentions to acquire that field. Shnei batim zelif nemizeh. If a ger left over two houses, one within the other, a chazaka in the outside house can only acquire that house, while a chazaka in the inner house can acquire both houses. Habayin paltein gedolim benichzei hager vo achar behemet lahen delos is kana. If one person built a large mansion with no doors in a ger's property, and then a second person built doors on the mansion, the second person who closed off the mansion acquires the property, but not the first person. If there was an existing mansion on a ger's property, if a person coated the walls with lime or made drawings on the wall, he acquires the property. If a person spread out a blanket and laid down on a ger's property, he acquires the property.